The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
And so I thought I'd share now with my, I have, and I'm not a note taker, I have seriously 12, 14 pages of notes, and I'm not a note taker, so I only take notes like implementation type notes. And so it's something that I'm telling you, I'm getting some serious crazy takeaways. And so with with our partners and our clients, obviously we're going to share it all with you, but I thought I would jump in here and real quickly just share a couple things with you. One, and this is more for you as someone who offers opportunities, should recognize two things. One, most people are in pain and anguish, and you have to talk to them from that place. And so it's, it's pretty common for people when they're attempting to sell something that they paint the pretty picture, right? They say how easy it is, how simple it is, how, blah, blah, blah it is. What's up, Rob? What's up, Leslie? They say, imagine your life with a brand new car or whatever else, right? Well, you have to understand that most people are in pain and anguish. And if you don't address that, if you don't understand that they're in pain and anguish, and you start the sales process or you start the offer without understanding that, then you're only going to get a very, very small percentage of people ever buy what you're selling or ever join your opportunity or join your team or whatever else. Rob, Pirates Cove, veteran, very nice. Why did I feel that? I felt that about you, Rob. I felt that you were a Pirates Cove veteran. Just my thought. And so understand that. So when you're presenting on a webinar, when you're presenting, if you do home meetings, if you're doing events or whatever, it's not the first time the people that are watching have seen any kind of opportunity. So you have to understand they're in pain and anguish, and most people are one decision away from completely changing their life and having a major breakthrough. And so you have to understand that. You have to embrace that and understand that. And you have to come from that space, because if you don't, you're only going to have a very, very small amount of people ever really join into that. Okay? So that was one major takeaway for you that I thought I would share. And actually, it's kind of two. It was kind of both of them now that I think about it. When I think about myself, I was one decision away from changing my life. And I've looked at, if I look at all the times that we've up-leveled our life or up-leveled our business or up-leveled our brand, I'm telling you right now, I think there's two differences between us and a lot of other marketers, and that's one, I think there's a lot of other marketers that are way more detail-oriented and quite frankly, way more naturally intelligent, right? But I think one of the big differences is the speed at which we decide to invest in ourselves and the speed at which, Russell called me last week, or I think he texted me actually. He's texted me and he said, hey man, I got an opening for our mastermind here. And I don't want to say the amount, because I think some people may have, paid different amounts or something. But he said, hey, it's just, cover this cost and, you can come and bring your family. And so I brought my boys. We did not bring Sabrina Bear because she had a bad experience on the last flight, so we decided not to fly hardcore with her. But I was like, done. I mean, I didn't think about it. And it's funny to me, because there's a lot of people that at all levels, like there are people at seven figures that have been stuck at seven figures for a long time, but they don't invest in themselves much. Like they're hesitant to like invest, and it's strange to me. What's cool about Russell is he just shares exactly his experiences. So he talks about how he was stuck at single digit millions for 10 years. For 10 years, he went back and forth between $3 to $5 million a year, and now he's on, this year he's on pace to hit that $100 million.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.